Hello, freak bitches.
Find out more at GoArmy.com.
Steve, I haven't eaten a hamburger in almost 15 minutes.
Paging doctor.
What do you think about this?
That's actually really cool, Clay.
You see what I did here?
Yeah, it seems like you set up some sort of soundboard on your iPad.
Because I wanted the intro, which I'm already over right now.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, well, you know what? Might as well, because we're gang. Guess what, gang? We're doing gripes today, gang. And I need for the gripes, if you haven't heard gripes in a long time, we have like music that we play for the gripes. And so I had to do it on my iPad. You want to hear some of the drops I got?
Yeah, let's just go through the drops.
So I got
quick.
Some extra drops, and I don't want to like.
Oh, it's only me and Clay today. I'm Rod.
Yeah, and also, this episode's probably not going to be that long. Would you agree, Rod?
Yeah, if you say so.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we need to go 45 minutes without Wit?
I mean, we could. I mean, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Yeah.
Okay, you ready for the drops?
Yeah.
So I have the music on here, but also, like, why not have some drops? Okay, ready?
Steve, I haven't eaten a hamburger in almost 15 minutes.
Oh, that's Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
I'm talking about how he hasn't eaten a hamburger.
What about this?
Paging Dr. Fauci.
What is that from?
You know, remember saying The Hangover?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm dating a girl wherein I can beat up her father.
So, yeah, I have some pretty good
Which
stuff.
Which one is, what is that one?
That's Woody Allen.
But what's it from?
Manhattan. The beginning of Manhattan, so.
Do you think Woody Allen could beat up anybody?
No, not at all.
Yeah, nope. I didn't think so either.
Yeah, so.
That's, of course, the grape lady. We know her. Apparently. Kid.
Okay. So what, Rod? Before we get into the gripes, what have you been up to?
See, I went to Santa Maria. I went and visited my mom. It was my nephew's first birthday party.
Yeah, and you were allowed to that.
They invited me even.
Okay. Wow.
I was a guest. It was pretty fun.
How long were you there for?
Just a couple days.
Okay.
Just I got there Saturday night, Sunday, and then I left on Monday.
Right.
Yeah, so it was a fun time.
You know about COVID?
What about it?
Coronavirus.
Sorry, I'm not doing drops anymore.
I think you're doing good with the drops, Clay.
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
Is it back yet? Do you know if it's back yet?
Oh, it's mostly back, I think.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
We got offered to do BugCon, right?
Right.
And I said no.
But you said yes initially.
I said yes, but then I was like, and then they just started describing the room that we were to be in, the little podcast room.
Uh-huh.
And I go, this is a tiny room, and I don't need to be spreading something.
Sorry to all the BugCon people who were excited for our third BugCon.
Yeah.
But in a row.
I was like,
I'll probably go and just hang out.
Well, that's nice.
But I'll be wearing a mask.
Yeah, I think there's a mask mandate there, is what they told me. And I go, I'm still not. Sorry, gang.
Yeah. Buddy invited me to go see a movie.
You know what? Movies I'm okay with.
I don't want to go.
Well, I'm not going to the movie either. I'm just saying I'm okay with movies right now.
I don't know if I want to go to the movie theater for a while.
Really? But you'll go to BugCon?
Just for a little bit. Just like to see people.
You're going to pop in, pop out.
Yeah, I just there's people I know there that I want to see, and
yeah, that's true.
But I don't. I also don't want to be like.
There's someone I like. You're gonna get there. You're gonna say,
and I know that they're likely vaccinated.
Oh right. But you're gonna go there, and you're gonna say, "Hey, meet me outside," and then they're gonna see that, and they go, "I've seen this from Rod before."
Uh huh.
Uh huh.
But see, you go to the movie theater, and you don't know who's in there.
Exactly.
And who's in there coughing up. Coughing up a COVID.
COVID loogie.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
Spitting it all over the place.
Coronavirus.
That's the only the drop I have that's anywhere related to COVID. So.
Well, you know, we are mostly back, right? How are you recording it?
I'm going to have a mic into it. It's not professional.
Does it sound good?
No, it doesn't. If you want my honest opinion, it doesn't sound good at all. So,
because you have that, I don't have headphones on. You do.
Hello, freak bitches.
And so, that's Joe Rogan.
James Rogan. Yeah.
And he says that on the podcast that he does?
Every episode he says that. Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
And he has a little monkey behind him. He has a monkey on his back.
Clay, is that real?
Yeah.
I mean, the monkey on his back, I know. I've seen the interviews.
You've seen the interviews, so you can't miss the monkey. So, gang, today we're doing gripes. Today's just a quick little episode where we're going to come in and we're going to gripe about some things. I have a lot of good gripes. Gripes that I've kind of already talked about before in the Patreon, sorry, artists. But I might rehash then. And then I have one that I'm not totally confident on, but something I've thought. So, what's your thoughts on this?
I think that's great. I guess I'm ready to gripe. Are we doing...
Good.
Casey, are we doing a countdown or are we doing...
Now, on with the countdown.
Okay, Rod, do you want to go first?
Sure.
I'm curious what your gripes
are.
Sure. Rod.
I forgot. Yeah. We haven't done gripes in a while.
All right, cool.
I guess my number five gripe is that I need my sunglasses now, and when I forget them, I feel like a dumbass.
Oh my god!
It honestly ruins my day. I forgot my sunglasses this morning, and I've just been squinting my whole goddamn day, and it sucks so bad.
Well, you know, Rod, some people I can't wear sunglasses really because I would have to get them. I have to get a prescription,
right?
Which is nearly impossible for me because of the amount of stuff I have to do and that I refuse to do.
What do you have to do? You have to go in and...
Oh, that's already stressful.
But you already have a prescription.
Yeah, but then I had to go find the glasses, pay for the glasses. And then I have to... I already bought the lenses for the glasses, but now I have to buy new lenses for these glasses that I already bought for?
Uh-huh.
That's unbelievable. You like that guy?
Yeah, is that Zach Galifianakis?
Exactly. And Jack.
Oh, Jack. Yeah.
And that's unbelievable. And then, so, now I don't wear sunglasses ever. I try to wear sunglasses once, because I got a pair, and I took my glasses off, which is the first mistake,
uh-huh.
And I put those glasses on. I was like, let me hop on the road. And I just can't drive without...
You do need to be able to see.
Yeah, so, I've been sunglasses-less, basically, for my whole adult life.
I mean, I've been sunglasses-less for probably about 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
And I just bought some because I was like, I'm sick and tired of squinting all the damn time. All
right, I'm going to rate your gripe.
2.
Okay, that's a pretty bad gripe, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's just because I don't relate to it. Okay, you ready for my gripe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, on with the countdown. 5.
My number five gripe, and this is actually, you know what? My number one gripe should be my biggest gripe, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so my number five gripe.
I did that one. Remember when I had COVID? And that was my number five gripe.
And I whopped you so hard. I went over to your house in a hazmat suit.
Yeah.
I beat
you. You came over, you whopped me, because that should be my number one gripe.
Exactly. And so, and then you got a WAP test.
Yeah,
I did. And they said, sir, you have COVID and you got WAP.
And you've, of course, been WAPed.
My number five gripe is I had to go to the doctor for a reason that I will explain later. That might be my number one. And people are coming into this doctor's office coughing their ass off and saying, do you guys do COVID test here? And they go, no, we don't. And my gripe is, if you think you have COVID, we need to normalize setting up an appointment online and then going somewhere. Don't walk around with your COVID ass just coughing and asking people randomly.
I think that is probably the protocol, is to not...
just walk around with your COVID ass?
Just like go into a doctor's office and be like, hey, y'all test for COVID here?
Right.
Excuse me?
I understand most people should, and it should be like an automatic yes that we shouldn't get tested anywhere. But still, with your COVID ass, go online.
Excuse me, sir. You guys test for COVID here?
Yeah.
Coronavirus.
So, again, that's my number one drop that I have that's COVID related. If we were talking about hamburgers.
Steve, I haven't eaten a hamburger in almost 15 minutes.
So that's
we almost never talk about hamburgers.
I know. Why did I put that in there? This is kind of COVID related.
Paging Dr. Fauci.
Okay, Rod, are you ready for your number four?
Yeah, I'm ready. I got okay.
And Rod, remember, I'm grading these, so...
Did you grade yours?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot to grade mine.
5.
You ready?
Is 5 the highest, or?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, on with the countdown. 4.
It's too damn hot.
Ron, I already have a
You have one about that?
I have a rating for this.
You have a rating for this already?
I'll tell you later. What? Go for it.
I've just been too sweaty. It's too hot. And I just I've been trying to do all my walking and get my steps in, and it's just too much. The sun's always beating down on me.
Ron, you need to toughen up.
Find out more at GoArmy.com.
I'm telling you right now, I went to Ohio and Alabama, and you have not experienced weather
before, man. I went to my mom's in Santa Maria, California. Okay. Every day is 72 degrees. That's where I'm from, and that's what I'm living in.
Well, you kind of get that Bay Area type of
cool weather. It's a little bit warmer than the Bay Area, but it's still like, it's 72 degrees every day.
Right.
Like, I looked at the weather for the upcoming week on my phone. Right. Every single day, 72 degrees was the high.
Right.
And the low was probably like 60.
Oh my God.
Listen, it's easy living, yes, and that's what I need.
Well, I would, to be honest with you, yesterday I was sweating my fucking balls off. I've already adapted to LA weather. But let me not forget. Let me grade your gripe.
1.
And okay, well, that's it.
You ready for my number 4?
I think people probably really can relate to it being too hot, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, when they don't live in L.A. Can you ready for my number 4?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Now, on with the countdown. 4.
My number 4 gripe, and I'm not confident in this gripe. This is a gripe that's just fresh off my mind, and I kind of didn't want to talk about it, but it doesn't seem... Here we go. Why? Me and Whitney have been watching videos about Japan because we want to go, and we like to find, like, we watch videos of, like, Day in My Life in Japan, and then we get to see what they do, and it's really interesting stuff. And then they go, oh, this costs 10,000 yen. Why is yen so much? If it's like $100, it's like a 10,000 yen is the thing.
Well, it's just like you have to think about it like, it's like bits, you know?
Right. See, I don't like the bit currency.
Like, you don't like bits on Twitch?
Yeah, bits and yen are kind of similar, right?
Probably. I don't
like,
know.
I think they probably equal out like 1,000.
Like 100 bits is $1.
I hate that.
It's like, but it's like 100 pennies.
Yeah, why would you want to do that?
What if instead of saying this you was a dollar, like, they were like, this is 100 pennies?
I like $1. That's clear.
Uh-huh. Well, you're 100? Just used to it.
100? Yeah, it's true.
I think it's fine.
Okay, I think it's fine too. And you want to see my? I agree with you now. I think it's fine, and I have no problem with it. Uh-huh. But my gripe is
5.
So just let you know.
I mean, it's a good gripe, and it gets you talking about it.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure. Okay, you ready? This is for number 3.
Now on with the countdown. 3.
All right, my number 3 gripe is that I think. We need to do something about LA. We need to get more shade trees so it's more pleasant to walk.
Hey, I agree with you there, which might give you a better rating for these gripes. We need more shade out here.
I need some freaking shade. So we got palm trees?
Yeah.
This thing fucking sucks.
Exactly.
They're dumb as hell.
You might as well stand under someone and have their pull out their pockets to where they're barely out.
You ever see people at like a bus stop and they're all just kind of like lined up right under the, like there's like a telephone pole or something. Yeah. So there's just like a straight line where there is shade and they're just lined up kind of in a straight line behind it.
Me and Whitney went biking the other day in Alabama, same problem. And it was so hot that I almost like passed out. Remember in the Patreon, we talked about how my mom tumped over and on her bike and because it was so hot.
Tumped still sounds like it. Tumped sounds no, like you fell down hard.
No. It's just you've. You know what? I tumped over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tump could be hard. It's just you're just falling over. Anywho, gang, That's, we talked about that on the Patreon.
Go ahead, subscribe to the Patreon.
Subscribe. I was like so hot, I did find a telephone pole, and I go, I'm going to stand behind this. And it felt so sad. So,
yeah, just imagine you have to do that all the time in L.A.
You want me to review your gripe?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
3.
And it's not a 5 because I don't like your attitude.
Oh.
So.
Well, I thought I was... Okay, I mean, 3's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's like the best you've done so far. It's over half.
Yeah, okay, I'm getting there. I'm going to get a good one, I think.
Okay, I think I'm... Okay. You ready for my number 3?
Yeah.
This is one you've heard from me before, but I'm still going to complain about it because it pisses me off.
Now, on with the countdown. 3.
My number 3 gripe is Sky Miles. 1 mile should be a Sky Mile, but that's not how it is. That's how you would think it is.
Right, it's some arbitrary number.
Yeah. It's a number that they just made up. It's like 5 miles or a Sky Mile or 10 miles or a Sky Mile.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's probably similar to...
Wait, no.
To yen.
Wait, what is it? It's like, it's less. So it's like, no.
But I mean, it's basically just like, cash back, but it's a way to like trick you into thinking it's more, or yeah, it's like valuable.
You're the one that's putting the word miles in it. I didn't make you put the word. Why don't you just call it Delta bucks?
Delta points.
Yeah, just do that.
You fly Delta?
Oh, yeah, I fly Delta. They have the TV. They guaranteed they're gonna have a TV.
You're guaranteed a TV.
I haven't.
Have I been in one? I haven't. I don't know that if I've ever flown with a TV.
You know,
oh, wait, no, yeah, I have. Right. I took a Virgin airplane one time.
No, I've never taken Virgin.
They had a TV.
Yeah. You normally do. Maybe you're like me. Old me, old Clay.
Mm-hmm.
I used to only fly dinky airplanes. I'm talking about, what, babe? What's the airplane that we used to fly? Sun Country?
The fuck, Sun Country?
Yeah, it goes to Minnesota. And it's just like, it's basically just lawn chairs and an empty bus carcass is what it is.
They put wings on it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so it's awful. There. It's very bad. And Spirit, you ever flown Spirit? Ugh. And they were like, here's another gripe. This is a bonus gripe. With these like budget dinky airlines, you're like, all right, cool, I'll just fly this. And then you get there and you want to check a bag, and they'll go, all right, cool, it's $100 to check this bag. And you're like, what? I thought you were the cheap airline.
Yeah, so in the episode of Anna and Kyle's podcast that I was in, they have a flight, it's like $23 to fly to Pascal, Washington.
Right.
But if you bring anything, I think it is an extra $50.
Yeah.
If you bring even just like a backpack or whatever.
What? Even a carry-on is not free?
Yeah, I don't think the carry-on is free. So luckily, I just was there. I actually just had my jacket. That's all I brought.
You didn't have to pay for that?
No, they didn't make me pay for my jacket.
Right, we'll talk more about that flight later because the episode did recently come out. Let me write my gripe real quick.
Okay.
5.
Okay. Ron, are you ready for your number 2 gripe?
I had it, but I forgot it. Let's just play the song. Okay, and here we go. Figure it out.
Let's see if Rod can find his way to remember.
Hello, freak bitches. 2.
Okay, this is a gripe, and I think a lot of people are going to be able to relate to this.
Rod is looking in the sky like he's just making this up on the spot.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be able to relate to this one. And my
finger is hovering on the one button. Just let everyone know.
You can't. There's not enough places to get hot dogs.
You know what, Rod? I'll tell you this right now.
You should be able to get hot dogs.
Rod, stop talking, please. Just for 1 second. I swear to God, this is true. I was thinking about my gripes, and one of my gripes was going to be, why can't we just have more hot dogs places? Okay? Looks like you're getting pumped up to it.
2.
For that one. Well, back to 1 because you stole mine.
Wait, I thought that was a good gripe.
It's a really good gripe.
But there should be more hot dogs.
Yeah, why isn't there more hot dogs places?
Why is the Wiener Schnitzel the only place? Why isn't like
there's only one? There's a couple of Wiener Schnitzels.
But why doesn't like a place Burger King should just bring a hot dog in.
Well, you know, it's another thing is LA has its own danger dog. The bacon wrapped hot dog with whatever. The city has its own dog. Like Chicago has its own dog, and I bet you go around Chicago and you can get a Chicago dog in it fucking everywhere. But here, you can only get hot dogs at AM, PM, and 7-Elevens, and you're like, I don't want a hot dog there.
That hot dog's been rolling for a long time.
Right, I want a hot dog. I want people that care about hot dogs.
So yeah, it's not somebody's, like, fifth job, you know?
You're absolutely
like, when you're working
right.
at 7-Eleven, I bet that's, like, probably, like, the sixth or seventh least, like, most important thing to you.
Why isn't fucking hot dogs more places?
More hot dogs.
You know, we had a place in Alabama called Sneaky Pete's. And that was a great hot dog.
Sneaky Pete?
Sneaky Pete's with his own little Sneaky Pete sauce.
Is that a character from Breaking Bad?
Probably.
Skinny Pete.
Skinny Pete, yeah. I just repeated it to you like I remember. I don't remember
Skinny Pete. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, it's fine.
He was friends with Badger.
I remember Badger.
It was Badger's friend, I think, was Skinny. I want to say Pete, but it could just be P.
Skinny P?
Yeah, Pete that sounds better. Right.
Okay, ready? Ready for my number two?
Yeah.
I'm dating a girl wherein I can beat up her father.
Two.
My number two gripe is when I was at the airport, I flew a lot recently. And when I was at the airport, I saw one person with the mask below their nose, where the nose is sticking out. And I go, that's fucking stupid. What a dumb thing. And then that's when I first entered the airport. And now I'm in line to go through the fucking little thing. I have a bonus gripe. Okay? Uh-huh. So remember the bonus gripe.
Remember you could.
And then when gripe. I saw all the people that are in line, almost half all had their noses out. And it's just like, there's a whole gang of people that have their nose out. And it just, I don't know why it makes me mad, because it's not, it's really just like, you're putting it over your nose to protect you more than me.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks incredibly stupid.
It actually seems more uncomfortable than just putting it over your nose.
Right. So, it's just incredibly stupid, and it pisses me off. You want to hear my bonus gripe?
Yeah.
Bonus
gripe. It's about this?
Remember when you flew... Did you have to go in the machine that where you had to put your hands up and it does a around it and it scans your whole body?
Yeah.
So it can see through your pants. It can see through your shirt. It can see whatever metal you have. But it can't see through your shoes? What's going on, people? Why do I have to take my fucking shoes off? I'm entering a fucking x-ray machine and it can't see through my shoe? Excuse me?
You can have anything in there. It can't see through it. Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's... Put
an Apple box in there.
I think it's just to make you mad. It's just to make you uncomfortable. They're just trying to make you a little bit uncomfortable.
I mean, honestly, I'm going to review my fucking nose people gripe.
Five.
Okay.
Wait, can I say one more thing about nose people?
Yeah, for sure.
Sometimes they wear the mask in a way that just looks so insane to me, where they have it like just right under their nose. In a way that the mask is still touching the bottom of their nose.
Right.
And I just, when I see that, I just am like, what? Why is that better to you?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Idiot. Did you whoop them?
No, I don't talk to anybody.
Oh. But do you, I didn't say talk.
Oh, I wouldn't, no, I wouldn't. You wouldn't whoop. I would try not to get close to anybody.
Okay, yeah. Cool. For sure.
Find out more at GoArmy.com.
That seems somewhat related. What was my other gripe? Oh, the shoes. Is it? Do you think they can't see through the shoes because you're touching the ground? If that's the case, put an Apple box in there and then have people stand up on the Apple box.
I mean, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't really understand why you have to take your shoes off at all.
Okay.
Or if they can see everything, why not just let you leave it in your pocket?
Right. Exactly. All right. I'm gonna rate my my shoe gripe.
Five.
Okay, you ready for your number? Oh, this is number one. Oh my god, this is
my number one gripe.
Okay, here we go. This better be good, by the way.
It's gonna be good.
Okay.
Be
good. All right.
Now on with the countdown. One.
My number one gripe is that my landlord raised my rent a lot.
What?
Yeah.
Do Do you not have rent control, my dude?
No, I do have rent control, but
he's raising it the legal amount.
A little bit. So I guess you can bank them. Like if you, you could raise rent in Glendale 7% a year, right?
Okay, yeah.
And you're allowed to bank them.
What? Like a, so you could be like, monopoly game.
I didn't raise your rent last year. So this year I get to raise it whatever, double. Like, so 14% would be the maximum. Right. It's not, he didn't raise it that much, but he did like 10%. And I'm like, but last year you couldn't raise rent at all. Do you get to bank the year that you couldn't have done it anyway? I don't understand.
Oh, or is it like you can't raise it right now, but you can bank what you could have done and then raise it?
Is that what the rule? I don't know.
I don't know.
But anyway, he raised my rent quite a bit, and I mean, it's still a fairly cheap place, but it's like, damn.
Rod, his apartment is $4,000. He calls it cheap because he's the richest friend I know because he made so much money off the pandemic. want me to rate your thing?
Yeah.
4.
Okay, 4 is really good.
Yeah, 4 is really good. Wait, I pressed 4?
Yeah, you that's did right. 4.
Okay, you ready for my number 1? This is my big one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, ready?
I haven't eaten a hamburger in almost 15 minutes. 1.
My number one gripe is I got a lot of bug bites in Ohio and a little bit in Alabama. And I had like tens of 20, you know the saying, tens of 20 bug bites on my legs.
Yeah, we've all had tens of 20.
And I had 3 on my thigh.
Uh-huh.
And the 3 on my thigh were like a little bigger bites. And I'm like, is this a fucking spider? What the hell? And the next day, one of the top bites had like a little red around it. I mean, well, that doesn't seem good.
Huh.
And then a week later, I come back home, and 2 of them are just totally rashes now. They're like infected or something.
Oh, God.
They're not infected, but they're just like, clearly you need to go see the doctor for this to get ointment or whatever. And it pisses me fucking off because I've realized I live in L.A. and I don't experience bugs anymore. And so I had to go to the doctor, show them my rash, and they go, well, it doesn't look infected, but you have to, like, go get stuff for it.
Here's the crap you need.
Yeah, here's the crap you need. And I just hate going through that just because of these fucking bugs. And I realize I love being in L.A. in L.A. because there's no bugs.
It's hard to beat it, really.
Sorry, I misspoke a little bit there because I have COVID. But what were you saying, bud? Rod? Sorry, I called you bud. Sorry, it's like COVID.
You have COVID now?
Oh, I didn't tell you.
Why didn't you tell me before?
Oh, damn it.
Before I mean, I've already had...
Oh, man. I'm sorry I didn't tell you. Anything else you want to talk about? So I have a rash. You know,
Did they tell you what kind of bug it is?
No.
That's not a thing they can do?
No.
They can't go back and tell you the bug?
Honestly, this doctor seemed like they didn't want to talk to me at all. Gave me just all the information I needed. They were like, hey, your blood pressure is pretty high. And you have these, you need to get this ointment. And I go, all right, cool. What should I do about my blood pressure? And they go, gotta go.
Leave it.
Yahoo! And then I had to go to another doctor for that. I hate going to the doctor.
I gotta go to a doctor. I haven't gone to a doctor in probably 10, 12 years, 13, 14, 15 years.
Yeah, I'm going tomorrow to do blood work.
I gotta do blood work also.
How's your blood pressure?
I don't know. Huh. How would I know? What's bad?
I have 130 something over 90,
uh-huh.
And that's bad.
Okay.
I think normal is 180 over 20. I could be wrong.
I mean, I don't know. I used to go to my doctor.
Dr. Feelgood.
The chair that's in like a Albertsons or Vons. You get your blood pressure there.
Oh, that doctor, of course. Yeah. I forgot about
the
that.
The robot doctor that I used to go visit.
Yes. Dr. Chair. Yes.
That was probably the last time I did it, and it was probably pretty bad. I definitely exercise more now, though.
Yeah, I don't exercise at all. I mean, maybe that has to be the culprit. But it also, my dad had it, and his dad has it. His dad has it.
Yeah, mine too.
So, anywho, gang.
My dad.
Let me write.
My mom's dad.
I forgot even what my gripe was. Oh, my rash. My outbreak.
Five.
That's a five?
Yeah. You want me to rate my outbreak?
One.
Is that good or bad?
I just don't like. I don't like how. I have two bites that are that look infected. They're not infected, but they look like they're infected. And it's because I went down south.
And what kind of bugs are biting you?
Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes mostly.
Yeah. And I swear the ones on my thighs that are like they look bad, they gotta be spiders. These
you know,
are big bites.
You know how Buddy, he has problems with mosquitoes here in L.A.
Yeah, he told me that before, and I go, what are you talking about? Because I always get bit when I go back home, but here I don't get bit.
Yeah, I don't know that. Maybe like every once in a while I'll get a mosquito bite.
Yeah.
But it's because I like walk by the river and stuff, and that's where mosquitoes
would
be.
Yeah, you don't walk by the river, Rod.
You gotta walk by the river. It's nice. Yeah, you go to Atwater, you walk by the river.
Yeah, I go to Frogtown and I don't walk by the river. But I do that to see the ducks. You like that guy?
Yeah, the duck guy.
Y'all want to go somewhere to see some ducks? I like that guy.
I do feel like that is a thing that I do like to do, though, is see the ducks.
Yeah. Sometimes how about we get out of here and see some ducks? I really like that guy.
That's your friend. He had to text you all the time, and that's all he ever wanted to do. Hey, man, the ducks are back.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm busy. I'm swamped right now. I don't know if I can go out and see a duck.
Hey, man, the ducks, well, they're back.
Anywho, gang, that's pretty much the episode. Oh, yeah, let's talk about the one thing.
The Truth Hounds podcast?
Yeah, the Truth Hounds.
Everybody, listen to the Truth Hounds podcast. I'm on the newest episode.
Yeah.
And I'm doing... I'm getting pranked, basically.
You're basically getting pranked. They're treating you like a damn fool.
I found
and
a spot.
And you just walked right into it.
I found a spot in podcasting where it's just, I kind of let my friends be mean to me. And it's kind of what I mostly do.
Yeah. That's true.
Good.
So. And it's not bad, but it is funny.
Yeah.
I had to fly all the way to Pascal. Tri-Cities, Washington.
Every time you say Tri-Cities, I think you're like explaining barbecue to me.
No, you think I'm talking about Tri-Tip?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
I mean, I could talk to you about Santa Maria-style barbecue.
We're good.
Remember
we're
when good. We, there used to be a place in Culver City called Santa Maria-style barbecue?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't good.
Right.
I was really excited about it one day. And
it's
I,
very bad.
Yeah, it's not
it
good.
It had the mural on the side of it. Is that the place?
It had a mural like of Lucy.
From
Lucy and
I
Ricky.
Like Lucy.
Yeah. Lucy and Ricky.
Yeah. Oh, Lucy. Remember that from the TV show? He goes, oh, Lucy.
Mm-hmm. That's funny stuff.
And Lucy's like, can I borrow some money? Oh, Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to go out in town and borrow money so I can have a drink with my friend. Oh, Lucy.
Lucy, I'm here.
Yeah. How about we get two beds?
Two twin beds, yeah.
And I'll put one on one side of the room and the other one on the other side of the room. How does that sound, Lucy?
Honestly, that sounds not bad to me.
Yeah, Wendy has actually brought that up before.
Getting two beds?
Just like she wants to spread out.
Could you do two full-size beds?
Well, she was saying she wanted a king for her and then a little cot for me.
You get the tiny cot.
Yeah. I go, this doesn't sound fair.
And you sleep basically at her feet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's set
she
up.
She did say, smell my feet, bitch. So.
You said basically, my bed's big.
Yeah.
You sleep on the ground.
Yeah. She spit on me and all that.
Gives you kind of a big set, a big dog bed.
And she also did whop me a little bit.
Oh, she gave you a whop?
Yeah. She gave me a nice whopper on the head. You know what that reminds me of?
Steve, I haven't eaten a hamburger in almost 15 minutes.
It has probably been 15 minutes since I've eaten a hamburger.
Yeah.
Yeah. When did we start this podcast?
What was it? We started 34 minutes ago.
Yeah, so I probably ate a hamburger.
What was a hamburger? Was that just like a miss? He just misspelled
He
something?
Misspelled hamburger, yeah. But we got his ass and we made fun of him.
He didn't live that one down.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We got his ass.
Oh, my God.
I still don't really know what Covfefe was about.
I don't know.
Oh, was he talking about coverage? He was talking about news coverage.
Yeah.
And he somehow turned it into Covfefe.
Yeah. And I remember people just hopped online, started making Covfefe mugs, Covfefe t-shirts.
We should do a Covfefe American Arts and Culture Review shirt.
Yeah, I mean, it's never too late, right?
Yeah, I think now's the time.
Now's the time.
You gotta strike while the iron's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Find out more at GoArmy.com.
I really don't have that many. Have I done one that I haven't?
I can't really see what's on the board.
Yeah, I think I've done them all.
Does the iPad have a headphone jack?
Yeah, I tried to do a headphone jack out into a quarter-inch adapter right there into here. It didn't work.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I don't know why. That's actually never worked for me with this little recorder. Anywho, gang. Enough of tech talk. Anything else you want to talk about?
I mean, I don't really got nothing. Is there anything interesting I've done? No.
And you just thought about your whole life.
Yeah, right? I was like, no, not anything in my entire life have I ever done that's a thing that's interesting.
Is there anything, any interesting thoughts I've ever had?
They tell you about the hot dog thing?
Yeah, and which I did tell you I agreed with it all.
Right, that's maybe the most interesting.
Should we start a hot dog biz?
A hot dog biz?
Yeah, just like a hot, little hot nah stand. Like a small little...
A small hole in the wall. Like how sometimes...
Well, you started a hole in the wall, but that's in the girls' restroom.
Clay, please don't talk
about that. Got him.
I mean, I think, yeah, like how there's like small like taco places. Like there's just like the one like Tacos Via Corona is literally like a hole in the wall.
Yep.
We get a place like that and we sell hot dogs.
But that, you think that would do well?
Probably not.
Hot dog and a can of beer.
I don't think we could do that.
12-ounce can of beer. Those are the two options.
That's what you get?
Yeah.
How many types of... is there just the one type of hot dog?
No. Up to three. Okay. The bright red one that looks like a dog's wiener. And then we'll do the classic one and then something else.
Like a vegan one?
Sure. Sure.
And then toppings, you get mustard, ketchup.
Wait, I don't know. Toppings, you can go all out.
You can go all out.
But we're not going to sell, like, oh, you can also get fries. Like, you can also get this and that. You can also get a hamburger, cheeseburger.
I think fries.
Burritos,
is okay.
Tacos.
I hate it when I go to a place.
All right, I already changed my mind. Sure, fries.
When I go to a place and they don't have, like, a food like a fry that I can eat. Like, right, that's what I hate about Egg Slut.
Here's the menu.
You go to Egg Slut and you only can get a sandwich.
Right.
And I need more than that.
I remember one time I drove by Egg Slut and you walked out and you looked mad and it looked like you said, that's false advertising. And I don't know what you were talking about. And I just don't. It was weird. But that's... I just got reminded of that. So it's hot dogs. 3 hot dogs. Fries, optional. And then beer, bottle of Coke, or water from our fucking faucet.
Yeah, it straight up is tap water. That's all you get.
And we describe it as tap water.
It's not. What do you want? We don't
12-ounce can of beer, tap water, or bottle of Coke.
Those are your options. Pick
one. Pick or the one. Cook is going to whop you.
The cook comes out here, he gives you a whop.
Yeah, and not a whopper.
Steve, I haven't eaten a hamburger in almost 15 minutes.
Okay. Can I be honest with you?
What's up?
I'm not a fan of drops.
You don't like them?
I like when other people do them. I just don't like them when I do them.
Well, I think right now you're maybe too in charge of the podcast.
I'm dating a girl wherein I can beat up her father.
Sorry, what was that,
Ron? I think you're too in charge of the podcast to have a good time.
Hello, freak bitches.
Yeah, I don't really enjoy this. Anywho, gang, that's the podcast. We did 40 minutes. Can you believe it?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's a lot longer than I thought we were going
to
do.
I think with ads, it's probably 40, 50, 60 minutes.
With ads, it's probably an hour and a half. These fucking ads that we have. Are you fucking kidding me? Sometimes I like listen to make sure that the audio is correct. And gang, maybe I'll go back and fix the audio from last week. I forgot that's an option that I can do. But the ads, I can replace audio on a pre-released. That's an episode that's already been released.
That's insane.
Yeah. And, I forgot what I was talking about.
That seems like magic to me.
What was I talking about?
Can we release a secret podcast by just going back in time? Yeah, we could. Changing the audio
on
something?
Absolutely, we could.
I think that'd be kind of a funny thing to do.
I mean, you know what? Probably, I think we should do that.
I think it probably maybe too much work.
No, it's not. I mean, for us, it was too much work for someone to find it, yes.
Yeah.
We have like over 100 episodes, but we should just like go off and tell every secret that we've ever thought of or really drag people and just like,
Let's get mean on that shit.
Really spicy episode.
Yeah.
Okay, gang. Anywho.
That's an idea we have. Or maybe we've already done it. You got to listen to all the podcasts to find out.
Yep. God, how pissed would you be if you actually thought we did and went through all of them? God, all right. Anywho, gang. Bye, gang.
Bye, gang.
Find out more at GoArmy.com.
Want another one? In the most 15 minutes.
Hello, freak bitches.
Wherein I can beat up her father.
Okay. Bye, gang.
Bye.